Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Aleph, the second parak, Ketzad HaRegel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Sechora said in the name of Rav Huna, quoting Rav, that one who lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge does not have to pay rent because of the pasuk which says, Ushiyat Yukashar, and through desolation the gate is broken, meaning an uninhabited house is destroyed by demons. The one residing there thus benefited the owner by inhabiting it, keeping away these demons. Marbar Rav Ashi reported seeing this demon in a house, Menaga Kisora, and it was battering like a bull. Rav Yosef gave a different reason not to pay rent. Based on mitzvah Yasev, an inhabited house remains habitable because those who are residing there see and tend to its needs. Enough coming in between the two reasons is the Kamishtamish Be'etzive V'Sivna, where the owner was using it to store wood and straw. This is sufficient to keep away demons, and the one residing there does not benefit the owner according to the first reason, but does according to Rav Yosef's reason. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Yudtes Amud Beis taught that if an animal ate from the sides of the street, it is liable and not considered damage in Rishus Rabim. Rav says b'machazeres, this is even where it turns its head to reach the food on the side of the street. For although an animal may be brought to Rishus Rabim, the damage took place where people commonly leave produce, since animals do not usually turn their heads there. Shmuel says afil b'machazeres nami pater, even where it turns its head to reach the produce, he's exempt from paying because it's considered ordinary shein in Rishus Rabim. Shmuel must explain the Mishnah which holds the owner liable for produce eaten in the side of the street to refer to where the animal left the street and went to the side of the street and ate there. In another version, all agree that one is liable for the animal's turning its head and eating from the side of the street. Their dispute is b'maksim makam reshuso reshuso rabim, where one set aside part of his domain to the public domain and left his produce in that area. Rav says the owner is pater and Shmuel says he's chayev. The more explains their malchokas. And pointing with him, the next mission states a kelev v'gadisha kafs merosh agag. If a dog or kid jumped from the top of a roof, v'shabavus akelim, and broke utensils when landing, mishalom nezik shalom, the owner pays full damages, mifnei she'en mu'adim, because they're a mu'ad to jump, and is a tolda of regal. The Gemara infers that he only pays if they jump from the roof, hanaflu pater, but if they had fallen from the roof and broken the utensils, he would be exempt because this was not expected. We see that the Tana holds that a circumstance which begins with negligence and ends with an unexpected mishap, he is exempt. Meaning, although the owner was negligent for leaving his animal where it's likely to jump and cause damage, he's still exempt from damage which occurred through an unexpected event, meaning the falling. Since this is the subject of a Malchokas Amarayim, the more explains the Mishnah according to the other opinion. Kagon de Makarvik Kelim Ugabe Koso, the cases where Kelim are so close to the wall that the animal would not have damaged them through jumping and only damaged them through falling. Thus, the owner was not negligent towards the damage of these Kelim. So once again, the three points are number one, Rav Sechora said in the name of Rav Huna, quoting Rav, that one who lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge does not have to pay rent because of the pasuk which says, Ushiyat Yukashar, and through desolation the gate is broken, meaning an uninhabited house is destroyed by demons. The one residing there thus benefited the owner by inhabiting it, keeping away these demons. Marbar Rav Ashi reported seeing this demon in a house, Menaga Kisora, and it was battering like a bull. Rav Yosef gave a different reason not to pay rent. Based on mitzvah Yasev, an inhabited house remains habitable because those who are residing there see and tend to its needs. Enough coming in between the two reasons is the Kamishtamish Be'etzive V'Sivna, where the owner was using it to store wood and straw. This is sufficient to keep away demons, and the one residing there does not benefit the owner according to the first reason, but does according to Rav Yosef's reason. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Yudtes Amud Beis taught that if an animal ate from the sides of the street, it is liable and not considered damage in Rishus Rabim. Rav says b'machazeres, this is even where it turns its head to reach the food on the side of the street. For although an animal may be brought to Rishus Rabim, the damage took place where people commonly leave produce, since animals do not usually turn their heads there. Shmuel says afil b'machazeres nami pater, even where it turns its head to reach the produce, he's exempt from paying because it's considered ordinary shein in Rishus Rabim. Shmuel must explain the Mishnah which holds the owner liable for produce eaten in the side of the street to refer to where the animal left the street and went to the side of the street and ate there. In another version, all agree that one is liable for the animal's turning its head and eating from the side of the street. Their dispute is b'maksim makam reshuso reshuso rabim, where one set aside part of his domain to the public domain and left his produce in that area. Rav says the owner is pater and Shmuel says he's chayev. The more explains their malchokas. And pointing with him, the next mission states, a kelev v'gadisha kafs merosh agag. If a dog or kid jumped from the top of a roof, v'shabavus akelim, and broke utensils when landing, mishalom nezik shalom, the owner pays full damages, mifnei she'en mu'adim, because they're a mu'ad to jump, and is a tolda of regel. The Gemara infers that he only pays if they jump from the roof, Hanaflu Patur. But if they had fallen from the roof and broken the utensils, he would be exempt because this was not expected. Amo Kasavar Tekilasa B'Pshia, Basofa Ba'onis Patur. We see that the Tana holds that a circumstance which begins with negligence and ends with an unexpected mishap, he's exempt. Meaning, although the owner was negligent for leaving his animal where it's likely to jump and cause damage, he's still exempt from damage which occurred through an unexpected event, meaning the falling. Since this is the subject of a Malchokas Amarayim, the more explains the Mishnah according to the other opinion. Kagon de Makarvik Kelim Gabikoso, the cases where Kelim are so close to the wall that the animal would not have damaged them through jumping and only damaged them through falling. Thus, the owner was not negligent towards the damage of these Kelim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Siman is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The terrified demon who drove off in a sports car, when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, as the dog jumping off the roof onto pots and pans watched him go by. Once again, slow motion. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car. Ka, that must be Rondav Chafala. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, which reminds us, Rav Sechora said in the name of Rav Huna, quoting Rav, that one who lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge does not have to pay rent because of the pasuk which says, Ushiyah yukas shar, and through desolation the gate is broken, meaning an uninhabited house is destroyed by demons. The one residing there thus has benefited the owner by inhabiting it, keeping away these demons. So the terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yutes Amud Beis taught that if an animal ate from the sides of the street, it is liable and not considered damage in Rishus Rabim. Rav says, Ubimachazeris, this is even where it turns its head to reach the food on the side of the street. For although an animal may be brought to Rishus Rabim, the damage took place where people commonly leave produce, since animals do not usually turn their heads there. Shmuel says, Afil machazeres nami pater, even where it turns its head to reach the produce, he's exempt from pain because it's considered ordinary shein in Rishus HaRabim. So the terrified demon who drove off in a sports car, when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, as the dog jumping off the roof onto pots and pans, watched him go by, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, a kelp gadisha kafsim rosh agag, if a dog or kid jumped from the top of a roof, and broke utensils when landing, the owner pays full damages because they're mood to jump, and it's a told of regal. The Gemara infers that he only pays if they jump from the roof, but if they had fallen from the roof and broken the kelim, he would be exempt because this was not expected. So once again, the terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, as the dog jumping off the roof onto pots and pans watched him go by. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to earn Torah and lend out his cars, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai commenting on the pasuk, Hashreichem Zori al Komayim, Mishalchi Regal Ashtor v'chamor. Praiseworthy are you who sow by all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. This teaches Kol Osik B'Tor Gemilas Chasadim, whoever occupies himself with Torah learning and bestowing kindness, Zochel Enachu Shnei Shvatim, merits the inheritance of two Shvatim, referring to Yosef and Yisachar. He presents Psukim demonstrating that Zri alludes to Tzedakah and that Mayim alludes to Torah. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three brises demonstrating that the law of Tzroros is a machlokas whether one pays half or full damages, one case being that of a hog which was digging and caused pebbles to fly and damage. Rava ultimately explains that all Tanaim agree that kocho kagufo dami, one's force is like his body, and such damage is considered direct. Still, the Rabbanan hold, v'chetzi nezik tzroros hilchos gemirila, half damage payment for tzroros was received as a halacha moshmi Sinai. So the used car salesman from Yisachar and Yosef Motors, who loved to learn Torah and lend out his cars, was oblivious when a hog digging in the ground kicked up some pebbles that broke his car's windshield, while one of his sons dropped clay pots from the roof, while another son smashed them with a bat on the way down, which reminds us, Rabbi asked, if an animal trampled a kli but didn't break it immediately, and then it rolled elsewhere and broke on impact, what's the halacha? Busted mikar, do we follow the beginning of the process, and it's therefore the animal's body which broke the kli? Or do we follow the moment of the kli's breaking and abid svaros? The Gemara said this question can be resolved from Rava's ruling, Zorak kli marosh hagag, if one threw a kli from the top of a roof and someone else came and broke it with a stick, the second person is pata from paying, damrinu man tavir tabar, because we say to him, he's merely broken an already broken kli. Since we consider the kli broken at the beginning of the process, the damage in Rava's case should be considered inflicted directly by the animal's body and pay in full. Daf Yud Ches. So the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches will chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah, chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to resolve Rava's question. If we follow the beginning of the breaking process or the moment a kli actually breaks regarding sroros, we try to resolve from the case of a chicken's pecking away at a rope of a bucket and the rope snapped and the bucket broke, he pays full damages. The Gemara goes on to clarify what the case was. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, which reminds us, Rava asked, Chasinazik Sroros, regarding half-damage payments for Sroros, Mugufu Masham, does he pay from the animal's body, meaning liability cannot exceed the damaging animal's value, or Ma'aliyah Mashalim, or does he pay from choice property without limit? On the one hand, no half-damages are paid Ma'aliyah, meaning Karen pays Magufo, but on the other hand, there's no precedent for Rego paying Magufo. A Mishnah is quoted which states a dog which took a biscuit from coals and went to a heap of grain, ate the biscuit and set the grain on fire, with the coal stuck to the biscuit, the owner pays full damages for the biscuit and half damages for the grain. The Gemara goes on to analyze this case. So the chuppah on the farm was a disaster when a chicken pecked away at a rope, causing the glass under the chassan's foot to roll and break, frightening a dog which ran with a biscuit on fire towards a heap of grain, where an ox was dropping sroros dung into the dough of the wedding cake, which reminds us, Rava asks, is there mood for tsroros or is there no mood for tsroros? Rashi explains that this refers to normal tsroros. Do we compare it to Karen, since it only pays half damages and should share the halacha of Karen to pay fully after three times? Or Dimo told of the regal, or perhaps we say it's a told of a regal being common even the first time, and since only half damages are paid, this continues even beyond three times. The Gemara attempts to answer from a brisa which discusses an animal which dropped dung onto dough. Rabbi Yehuda requires full payment, and Rabbi Elazar obligates half damages. Daf Yud Tes. So the simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The cow kicked up tsroros in Rishus of Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht. That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The cow who picked up tsroros in Rishus of Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halakha is in a case where a cow kicks tsroros in Rishus Rabim and it damages in Rishus Yachid. So the cow kicked up tsroros in Rishus of Rabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots, which reminds us, we learned that in a case where a cow is excessively swishing his tail, which is less common than ordinary regal, and it breaks something in Rishus HaRabim, then the person is pater. So the cow kicked up its roros in Rishus HaRabim, which tore holes through the sail on the Nizak's yacht, stood next to the cow excessively swishing his tail and breaking pots, while eating barley, which is usually eaten by donkeys, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ketzed Hashen Mu'edis, regarding what is an animal's tooth mu'ed, Lechos Ruila, to eat what is fit for it. The Mishnah adds that even in Rishus Rabim, where Shane is exempt from paying damages, the owner must still pay for Hanad derived by the animal. A brisa teaches that if a cow eats barley, usually eaten by donkeys, or a donkey eats vetch, usually eaten by cows, the owner pays full damages. We see from here that anything which is not its normal food, but would eat it out of necessity, it's called eating and not destructive Karen. Daf Chaf. So this Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The two people arguing in the Shane Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. The two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Sa'orin Bezol, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that for Shane damages in Rishus of Rabim, one pays for Hana, the animal derived. Amarim dispute the amount paid. Rabba says Deme Amir, he only pays the value of the straw for the amount eaten, even if the animal ate relatively expensive barley, because the owner can say he would have fed the animal straw and only benefited that amount. Rava says to Mesa Orin Bazol, he pays the value of barley when it's inexpensive. So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Orin Bazol woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, which reminds us, Rav Chisra related to Rami Bar Chama a discussion which he had missed. Hadar b'chatzur chaver shel madaito, if one lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge, does he have to pay him rent or not? The more it clarifies the case with a yard which is not for rent, but a person who usually rents. It's therefore a case of zenane v'zol chaser. This one benefits, and this other one does not lose. Can the one living there say, what loss have I caused you by staying there, since he doesn't rent it out anyway? Or can the owner say to him, you have benefited staying in my yard, since he would have had to rent another residence? So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Sa'orim Bazol woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, who was informed by a waiter that the stone he had been sleeping under was Hekdesh, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if one takes a stone or a beam from Hekdesh and builds it into his house, he doesn't commit Me'ilah until he dwells under it a pruta's worth of dwelling. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn? If a cow eats barley, which is typically donkey food, the owner pays full damages. That's on Duff. Your test. Good number 2. Which stuff do you learn? That the one who resides in an uninhabited house without the owner's knowledge has benefited him by keeping away demons. That's on Duff. Chafal. Good number 3. Which stuff do we discuss? Who is chayv in a case where someone's dropping kaling from a roof and another person is smashing them on the way down? That's on Duff. Yid Zayin. Good number 4. Which stuff do we have the case of a dog that takes a biscuit that's on fire to a heap of grain? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Good number 5. Which stuff do we have the dogs and goats are considered muadim with regard to jumping off roofs and the owner would have to pay nezek shalim for damage? That's on Duff. Chafav. Good number 6. Which stuff would be the case of a cow kicking sforos in ushus rabim and damaging in ushus and nizak? That's on Duff. Yud Tes. Good number 7. Which of the have a machok? We're going to how to evaluate hana. Is it Deme Amir or Deme Sa'orim Bezol? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good number 8. Which stuff would be the case of a machazer? Is a cow eating food that's on the side of the road? That's on Duff. Chafav. Good number 9. Which stuff do you discuss what one is high for a lion eating his prey and the nafkamina in how the lion kills and eats it? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you the case of a chicken pecking at a rope that then snaps, causing a bucket to break? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhorn from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.